joined by Jerry J-Man Joyner. You can find him at IamJMan.com and Weed and Whiskey TV. Tomorrow, J-Man, I'm sure you'll be celebrating 420.
You know, Scott, that's right. And I got a special reason to celebrate. Tomorrow's my actual birthday.
Is it really? That seems...
It really is.
That seems kind of like you were destined to become a pothead.
Yeah, you know, my mother said she would have stayed in labor longer had she known what 420 meant when I was being born in 1960.
That's funny. Tomorrow will be the first 420 here in Ohio where we have legalized marijuana. The problem is the state's dragging ass and we haven't opened a single recreational dispensary yet.
Yeah, Governor DeWine, he's kind of been all over the board of what he was trying to do. Maybe the medical dispensaries could sell recreational. Meanwhile, everybody's still going to Michigan, I guess, to bring back some pot to smoke.
And we should advise people that, here in, especially in the Toledo area, it's literally like a 15, 20-minute drive across the border to Michigan to buy. But it is still a federal crime, a federal offense, to drive back across the state line with the weed.
And wait to get home before you consume it. Don't make something worse by getting high and driving. Okay?
Right. Yeah, I mean,
good common sense in this.
It's the same as alcohol with those regards. Don't operate a motor vehicle under the influence of anything. And there will be people around here celebrating. Even though you can't legally buy it, we've gotten the medical dispensaries that are open, but they're not allowed to sell recreationally. And some people don't want to apply for that medical marijuana card.
Well, you know, just to show how mainstream cannabis has become in America, Jimmy John's, for example, they've got a $10 dime bag. That's an oxymoron to me. I thought a dime bag cost a dime, but there's no marijuana in this. They're just playing off the 420 holiday, as are many chains. Wingstop's got a wing sauce, 420 wing sauce for tomorrow. Now, of course, you know, Mike Tyson there in New York is launching his gummies that look like an ear that's had a piece bitten out of it at Times Square. Yeah, I mean, that's $500,000 to launch that. I'm not going to eat an ear-shaped gummy. Sorry, folks.
I'm kind of curious now. That might actually be kind of good. The interesting thing is, it at one point, people were afraid to admit that they were a pothead. I think everybody knew if you knew a pothead, you knew they were a pothead. But now it seems like people are more embarrassed to admit that they smoke cigarettes, perhaps, than weed.
Sure, I was a cigarette smoker for 37 years and was quite open about that. But for 44 years, I used cannabis and didn't want anybody to know because of the stigmas that went along with that. And at that time, Scott, smoking was mostly the way anybody consumed THC. In today's time, my pre-birthday party tonight, they've got Buzz Cream. This is a THC-infused Buzzberry ice cream.
Okay, that actually sounds kind of wonderful.
Yeah, it does. I can't wait to try that. And so, you know, whether it's gummies or these drinks, this ice cream, all these different kind of edible products, I think they're helping take away the stigma because not everybody wants a big cloud of smoke around them. Even me, you know, I don't want to be about a big cloud of smoke and offending other people. But boy, I take that gummy and enjoy it and not offend anybody.
Is there a difference in the high between smoking a joint and having a gummy or an edible of some sort?
There is, Scott. There is, and you know, breaking it down in simple J-Man terms, smoking a joint gets it in your system the fastest. Okay, you're going to get and feel the effects of it the quickest. Drinking it would be the next quickest way to feel the effects. These nano-infused THC seltzers that are popping up everywhere, like this Buzz Me Up one. In about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you feel it just like you would drinking a beer. It doesn't last a long time, just like drinking one beer. Now, with the gummies, it could be an hour before it kicks in. My poor wife, she had an edible one time. It didn't kick in until the next day, and then she was like, whoa. Because she doesn't use this stuff. So everybody's got to use common sense with this. Very, very small doses. If you're going to somebody's got a party tonight or tomorrow and say, oh, here, try these brownies I made. Make sure they're not like those muffins in Casino, you know, one's full of blueberries and the other one doesn't have any.
Well, we're talking to Jerry J-Man Joyner. You can find him at Weed and Whiskey TV, weedandwhiskey.tv. What about the difference in smoking an actual joint, the actual bud, and vaping THC? Is there a difference in the high there?
I believe there is, and I believe there's a big problem that we're having both with this vaping, Scott, and what's called dabbing or waxing. These are highly concentrated forms of THC that they're smoking through a watertight pipe that they heat up, and you know, it's too much THC at one time, in my opinion. The vaping part, a lot of times there's chemicals in those vape pens that are needed to help it not clog up and things like that. So I'm not a partaker of those. Many people I know that do those, I try not to judge. It's just not something for me. And I found myself smoking less flower now, or joints, now that it's easy for me to get a drink or a gummy or a bowl of ice cream now to get the THC in my endocannabinoid system.
So it sounds like what you would recommend perhaps for 420 would be finding one of the drinks first, or flower, smoking an actual joint, followed by a gummy or another edible, and maybe vaping would be last on the list.
Kind of in that order. And I think the drinking is why it's become so popular everywhere, is because it's a low dose. It's you kind of used to what drinking a beer or a glass of wine or something like that, and it's sessionable. It's something that you can enjoy with somebody. If you and I were going to sit and have a conversation, well, you eat a gummy, Scott, I'll eat a gummy, and then it's kind of over. You know, the old ritual of passing the joint.
Right. It was social. It
consists with the drinking. Yeah, so there's a social aspect of it. So you have that with the drink or the bowl of ice cream that you can keep somebody from taking it away from you.
What about the different types of weed? There's what, sativa and indica, which often have different effects on the body.
Sure, and there's a hybrid, which is a blend between both of those. An easy way to remember, indica means in the couch. You're going to kind of be like, oh, I'm stoned. Whereas sativa kind of gives you more of a J-man, like, woo, man, look at this guy. He's all energetic and everything. So this is what's really interesting, Scott. They've come out with something called THCV. THCV is an appetite suppressant.
Huh.
So you're going to smoke weed and not get the munchies. It's going to take the munchies away.
That's kind of the opposite of what usually happens if you get high.
Yeah, that's part of the research that we're starting to have. While, you know, before, there weren't very many people researching all the different benefits and the bad problems of a cannabis plant. But now that that many states are, you know, loosened their laws, the feds have loosened some stuff, the VA no longer penalizes our veterans if they have cannabis in their system when they go for a checkup or something. You know, it used to be you could lose your medical and your military benefits if you tested positive for cannabis when you went to the VA. So there's a lot of things we're learning, and the main thing is learn. J-Man says moderation, go very slow paced. If you're new to this stuff, just try a little bit and wait and see how it works for you.
Well, that was actually going to be my next question. We're talking to J-Man, IamJ-Man.com and weedandwhiskey.tv. For somebody starting out, if you're looking at the dosage, if you're looking at milligrams, what do you recommend for a newbie?
A 5 milligram or less drink.
In terms of gummy or flowers, how does that translate?
You know, many states have kind of some rules in place that a serving should be no more than 10 milligrams. I'll give an example. My wife, she'll take a half of a 10 milligram, 5 milligrams. She gets a great night of sleep. She doesn't really get any kind of psychotropic feeling from that. If she does that whole gummy, she kind of more like, ooh, I feel a little more relaxed. I could eat a whole pack of those because I've got so much THC in my system. It takes a little bit more, you know?
Right. J-Man, what do you think the state of Ohio should do? We're hearing that there may be dispensaries open in June. If you were running the weed for the state of Ohio, how would you roll this out here?
Well, you know, you got a new guy in there that came from alcohol. I can't think of his name right off the top of my head, but they've got a guy that came from the alcohol control board in Ohio that's going to be overseeing the cannabis. My opinion, let's go back to what the voters voted for when the good people in Ohio said, hey, we want to legalize for adult use. We want to have people be able to have some plants and grow them in their home. We want to make it be accessible, but have some regulations, some labeling, some package guidelines and things like this. As soon as everybody said yes, it seemed like DeWine said, let's change it all up, how we're going to do this. So it's caused a controversy for y'all out there in Ohio, I think.
Well, he keeps doing that because he wants to slow roll this. He's trying to drag his heels on the legalization of what he considers to be of vice as much as he can. We saw this already when sports wagering was legalized in Ohio. It took more than a year for that to roll out, even though it was something the voters said, yeah, we want to be able to bet on sports in Ohio, and we want to be able to use apps. At first, it was confined to casinos, on-site gambling, and then the apps became legal eventually. But again, the governor and the attorney general at the time slow-rolled sports wagering, and they're doing the exact same thing now with recreational pot.
Scott, we see how big the numbers are. They talked about 2023, $33-35 billion in legal cannabis sales. There's still 70% of the market is in the illicit market in Ohio, in Texas, in every state. The illegal sales of marijuana and the possibilities of bad products getting in people's hands is as great as it's ever been because of the popularity. If legalization occurred, nobody would be going to the street dealers. Nobody goes to a bootlegger to buy booze anymore, right? You go to the package store, which kind of regulated and controlled, and it's got some guidelines and a labeling. And so I think until we see that happen on the federal level, we're still going to have states everywhere trying to navigate and change every other week, it seems like.
I, generally speaking, would agree with you, but if I could find a good moonshiner, I might have to patronize that for a jar every once in a while.
Well, you know, they got a few shows about those guys, I think, on TV, but you got my point on that.
How can you tell right away whether or not somebody smokes pot? I mean, is there a dead giveaway now if they don't smell like weed? Is there the fact that somebody may call it marijuana instead of weed, is that a giveaway?
Well, you know, that's a great question there, Scott, because when they do all these polls, they'll ask people, do you smoke marijuana? My wife would say no. But does she? If they said, do you ingest a THC gummy a couple of times a week? She would say yes. So, you know, it's all kind of in the questioning, but we're finding more and more people, successful people, people of all walks of life saying, hey, this stuff gives me some benefits. We've always thought about marijuana just being for getting high and being stoned, and we're learning so much more about this. But again, back on that moderation, whether it's booze or food, watching TV or smoking or eating pot, just use common sense, folks.
And do it safely. I am jman.com and also weedandwhiskey.tv. Jerry J-Man Joyner here on the Scott Sand Show. Happy 420, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. Anytime. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay. Celebrate if you want tomorrow, but do it safely, I think is what we're saying. La 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 la